We continue in our journey throughout the Siddur, and we find ourselves today in the section titled Karpas. Karpas, we're familiar with, we take a vegetable, we dip it in salt water, we recite the bracha of Borei Pri Ha'adama, having in mind that this bracha will also take care of our obligation later on in the Seder for Maror, and we consume it. And the rabbis explain, why do we engage in this process? Very simple, Kedesh Yishalo Atinokos. Once again, the practice itself doesn't have that much relevance halachically or hashkafically, but we do it because it's a departure from the norm. We do it because it looks strange. And the goal, of course, of the Seder, as we've spoken about many times, is engagement. To pass on our Masorah, to pass on our tradition. We want our children, we want ourselves to be engaged. So we do things that are a departure from the norm in order to get us to ask, in order to get us to question, in order to get us to think and to contemplate. But Rabbi Nachman of Breslov says something truly beautiful. The Rebbe says that, you know, Pesach is all about the celebration of the supernatural. I think about the Seder. We speak about the Makkos, the 10 plagues, right? We take a little bit out of our wine. We go ahead and we speak about Dayenu. And in Dayenu, we go through every step of miraculous salvation. The splitting of the sea, Sinaitic revelation, entry into the land of Israel, the man that fell for 3.5 million people over the course of 40 years, miracle after miracle after miracle. Pesach night, there is no shortage of the supernatural. But says Rabbi Nachman so beautifully, it is not enough in life to simply see God in the supernatural, but one must strive to see the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the natural world as well. And says the Rebbe, so simply yet poignantly, can you see God in a potato? You'll say to yourself, crazy, what do you mean see God in a potato? So you know, you take a seed, you put it in the ground, and amazing enough, you water it, and suddenly again, you have a potato. It starts one way, it comes out something different. And the potato has a peel. And amazingly enough, the peel is able to protect the internal vegetable from any rot or damage. You take off the peel, you eat the vegetable, and you're good to go. It's miraculous. See, we don't look at it miraculous because we assume you put a seed in the ground, you water it properly, a little bit of Miracle-Gro, it's going to give you back a vegetable. But why is that any less miraculous than the splitting of the sea? Only because we're used to it. Only because we see it day in and day out. Only because potatoes are part of the staple, not just of our Pesach lives, but as Jews, as a good part of our week, we're based around potatoes as well. But says the Rebbe, can you see the Ribbono Shel Olam in the potato? Can you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the simple, ordinary, quote-unquote, things of everyday life? You know, in Modim, we say, Modim Anachnu Lachem Shemona Esrei, and we thank Hashem Al Nisecha Shebechol Yomanu. We thank Hashem for the miracles that He has performed for us each and every day. And the rabbis ask, what miracles? What miracles did Hashem perform? You know, it was raining the other day, and I got to a puddle, and I was waiting for it to split. I was so sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you split the Red Sea for my ancestors, you could split the puddle for me. Puddle didn't split. It's never split. Most probably it will never split for me either. What does it mean, the miracles we see every day? There are miracles in everyday life. Miracles all around us. Just the difference is we call them nature. Or because we become acclimated or habituated to them, they lose their miraculous identity and they just look ordinary. But they are miraculous. That my body works, that I have someone who loves me, that I have food in my refrigerator, that the sun comes up, that in Emirat Hashem the sun is out, that it's warm, cold, warm, whatever it is, it's all miraculous. Just because it's part of everyday life doesn't make it any less miraculous than all of the great miracles that we learn about and read about and celebrate on the Pesach Seder night. And therefore says Rabbi Nachman of Breslov so beautifully, that in the midst of an evening that is really focused on the supernatural, and in the midst of an evening that is focused on all of the dynamic miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed for us in the past and Amir Tashem will perform for us in the future, we take a moment to take out the potato and just to remind ourselves that the Ribbono Shel Olam is as manifest in the potato as He was in the 10 plagues. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as present in everyday life as He was at the splitting of the sea. That the Ribbono Shel Olam is as much by my side as I go through the activities of regular everyday living as He was during Sinaitic revelation. The point of Karpas, the message of Karpas, is to find the ability to open our eyes and to open our hearts to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to see the miracles of everyday life. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.